The markets are at all-time high. Gold is at all-time high. Bitcoin hit all-time highs. This week has been crazy, but before we get into all of that, let's talk about some of the numbers that we saw come out this week in terms of the services PMI in the US. It increased slightly, not much. It's actually, if you look at the overall picture, despite it increased at its slowest rate. So it kind of looks like there's some momentum kind of waning. So business was still up, but it seems that it's starting to trickle out a little bit.
Yes, that's correct. And I mean, it's encouraging in a way that it was higher than the forecast was, but still it is, as you said, losing momentum. And at the same time, always when you have like such an encouraging development or number coming out, you see on another side, for example, non-farm employment change, which was worse than expected. And so it becomes quite hard to give the right amount of weight to these numbers to get a picture out of it, how to position yourself.
Yeah, and I think as we kind of look around the world, we've talked about, you know, countries and their GDP growth throughout 2023, and the US obviously being the strongest in those. We saw Australia's GDP come out, I think over 2023, they were 1.4% in nominal terms up. So nothing exciting really there.
No, it's not that exciting, but it shows how weak economies currently are. And at the same time, you have, for example, like China coming out saying in 2024, we want to grow by 5%, which is quite a high number if you compare it to what you see in other countries. And also like the 2% in America, they are fine. But a month back, I mean, the expectations were that going forward, it will be 3%. So the expectations are coming down, numbers are coming down, it is losing momentum. So the question really is, so where do we find the bottom? And what is really interesting through this whole environment of negativity, I would say, we have, as you started the podcast with, we have indices, we have asset classes reaching new all-time highs.
That's really interesting to see, especially as we see central banks kicking back, lowering their rates. I mean, we saw today, just minutes ago, Canada released that they're going to stay the same at 5%. And I think that really shows a picture of where the economy is and maybe a different place than where the market is standing and how it's been progressing in the beginning of 2024.
Yeah, and I think it's like that central banks, they are very cautious. I mean, they have a lot of resources they can work with, but even for them, putting all together, it's really hard to come to a conclusion where everything goes, and they really want to prevent to lowering interest rates too early, risking another uptick in inflation, for example.
Yeah, so jumping on right on, I mean, we saw gold hit 2,141. I mean, really high, all-time high, which is really interesting to see. You know, it hit its last all-time high back at the end of 2023.
Yeah.
It's now, you know, jumped again.
And there is no specific reason for that. I mean, it started accelerating like this week and hit 2,140. And I mean, being honest, I didn't see that coming. And the question really is, I mean, when I go out there reading the news, reading articles from or listening to experts, everyone is like trying to find explanations for that. But I mean, other than what we already know from the figures that are coming out and the economies that are weak, there is not really a lot to say why exactly right now gold is as high as it is.
Yeah, I think when I look at it, you know, it's speculation to a certain extent on my side, but we now see, you know, many economists turning bearish on the economy in terms of, is there going to be a recession, turning away from that soft landing? And could the, you know, for me, it makes sense a little bit that gold jumps because now the media says, oh, maybe there won't be a soft landing where we've been having that push for so long. And now it's kind of switched. They're starting to talk about a recession coming. And maybe the public's freaking out a bit and going into gold. Obviously, in times of uncertainty, gold can have the potential to move upwards.
And I mean, on another note, the US market in particular, since it started its rally back in October 2023, it has reached a new all-time high. And so there could be a reallocation of assets. And that is also something we can follow, that professionals starting to pulling out money from like the Magnificent Seven, for example. And then, I mean, they can hold it in cash, they can hold it in money markets like treasury bonds or so, or they can also reallocate a part of it to gold.
Yeah, and it's interesting to see, you know, the discussing the markets and the incredible increase in value, you know, of the S&P 500 and and some of these indices, and even the management funds or the management companies with funds that are tracking these indices have huge amounts of assets. And so part of these, potentially some of the driving force, is behind them moving some money around and reallocating, maybe not necessarily on gold, but the prices of equities in the company's valuation themselves.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there are like ETFs following or tracking indices like the S&P 500 out there from very well-known institutions, and one of them has more than 500 billion in it. And if you think about it, it's still growing. I mean, if new money is coming in, they have to buy these investments, these companies, and it doesn't really matter whether they are overvalued. I mean, the technology sector is on a historical level, on the average, it is very or quite a bit overvalued. But as I said, it doesn't really matter as long as there is new money coming in. And there is still a lot of money waiting on the sideline to being invested. And as we have already seen in 2020 after the crash, there is a term called fear of missing out. And as higher as asset prices increase, people start to experience these emotions and start to thinking about, maybe I should still move into this asset classes, into these indices. And we also have seen it not only with gold, but with Bitcoin, as you mentioned at the beginning, that Bitcoin, after the Bitcoin ETFs were confirmed, I mean, Bitcoin came back a little bit from about 45,000 to 40,000 and then re-accelerated, and now we stay at 69,000. And it's really interesting to see how markets move these days. And while on one side, there is no fear at all, people pushing the money into the market, but on the other side, there is still a little bit of nervosity, which you can observe.
Yeah, and I think often the whole fear of missing out, you know, the word fear is based, is in that term, but it's a greed motivation.
Right. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think, you know, every investor, professional or not, has to deal with those emotions, and trying to find the right emotions to navigate that is always challenging, and why it's important to, you know, not just make whimsical decisions based on your emotions.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are we looking at next week? I think we were looking at the core inflation in the US.
So we have core inflation next week coming out, and then the interest rate decision of the ECB this week, later this week. So it will be interesting where this has to. It's less what they're deciding on the interest rate side, but more what their comments will be.
Yeah, looking at what it's going to be like forward. What can we extrapolate from those meetings and in the decision? Cool. Looking forward to it next week.
Likewise.